Good morning. A British boy, aged 5, has died after falling into a swimming pool. The tragedy happened at the beauty spot Lake Vignella, inland from the Costa del Sol at about 10 a.m. yesterday. Unconfirmed reports indicate the victim was on a family holiday at a house belonging to his grandfather. It has been a week of tragedy in swimming pools. In the last few days, a child of 3 drowned in Galicia and a 14-year-old boy died in Catalonia in pool accidents. In Madrid, a 2-year-old boy is critically ill after an accident in an inflatable swimming pool, and a 5-year-old girl recently drowned when she was swept out to sea on an inflatable off the Catalonia coast. Police in Barcelona said that around 1,000 officers were searching dozens of city centre establishments that are believed to be used in the trafficking and consumption of drugs. A spokesman yesterday said the raids were aimed at dismantling a criminal organisation suspected of relying on illegal street alcohol sales to also distribute drugs consumed in what are known locally as narco flats. She said national, regional and local police were working together to conduct some 35 raids near the city's port and in the central district. British tourists this summer could have their travel plans ruined after threats of a new wave of strikes by BA pilots over pay. British Airways have announced plans to vote on possible strike action if their pay demands are not met. 3 unions, which include over 40,000 employees, have rejected the latest pay deal offered by the company, and therefore a vote will take place on whether to enforce strikes throughout the summer. BA staff have joined forces with the Unite Union and the GMB to tackle their grievances. The search is on for new homes for 14 rescued horses, 3 dogs and the 2 people who created the Hippica Ondara Riding Centre on the northern coast of Blanca. Jodie and her father, 73-year-old David, have been given an eviction notice after 13 years. They have been given just 5 weeks to clear the land. Over the years, the centre has rescued some 70 horses. A petition has been set up to gather support for their fight to keep their centre. Over the years, over €30,000 of their savings has been put into the facilities in Ondara. The link to the petition can be found on their Facebook page, Hippica Ondara. And weather experts are forecasting a hotter-than-usual summer this year. Officially, summer starts at 17.54 this afternoon, the longest day of the year, and its temperatures will average around 0.5 degrees Celsius higher than normal for the coming 3 months. As yet, forecasts cannot be accurately made about whether there will be more or less rainfall than usual this summer. This spring, though, has had one of the warmest endings and has been the 6th driest this century, with 15% less rainfall between March and May. This means Spain is officially classified as being in meteorological drought. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.